This is Jim Eagster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And in-house is Michael Henderson, who is the director of the LSU Public Policy Research Lab. Last 5 years, he surveys the state and has, I think, more knowledge about the sentiment of the populace than anybody in our midst, and he's surveying as we speak. And there is a report out today, minimum wage, equal pay, two issues that Governor John Bel Edwards finds near and dear. The legislature doesn't find it as palatable as he does, at least as a whole. But what's the state sentiment on these issues?
So we did. The report's actually on minimum wage and teacher pay raises. We didn't survey on equal pay this year, although we have in recent years. We asked about an $8.50 per hour minimum wage. We used that amount because that's what's been proposed recently, and it's also what we've polled on in the past. And it's extremely popular in the state. 81% of state residents support an $8.50 minimum wage in the state. It's got majority support among Democrats and Republicans. But we also asked about, to try to frame to see how high people might be willing to go, we also asked about a $15 wage. That's not something that's really, in a serious way, seemed
but
to have been
is,
on the table
it's in
here.
Other cities. A lot of cities, but the cost of living is higher. Though.
Right.
But anyway.
Right. Well, and we've seen presidential candidates bring that up.
I'm sure, yeah, saying that it should be that way nationwide. But
that's right.
I'm curious how the Louisiana populace feels.
It comes down. It goes from 81% support for $8.50 down to 59% for $15. Now, that still sounds like a lot, 59%. It's a majority. What's really different between the two, though, is how different kinds of people support the wage. An $8.50 minimum wage has bipartisan support. A $15 minimum wage does not. Most Democrats, like almost unanimously, would still support a $15 minimum wage, but support among independents and Republicans falls to the mid-40s. So most Republicans and independents don't like it, and almost all Democrats do.
Well, $15 an hour, when I got out of college, if you told me I was going to make $15 an hour, I would have said, wow, because I was making $5.50 an hour, and I was making more than most of my college graduate friends. But $15 an hour will get you $31,200 a year. And that's not a lot of money, but it is a sustainable way to live if you're living alone. And for those who complain about it, it probably would get a lot of people off the public dole. So why in Louisiana, why do you think there is such an opposition in the legislature to any kind of a move, even to the 850?
Yeah, no, that's really a great question. It's a puzzle at the heart of this particular issue. And it ventures a little bit out of my own expertise on public opinion. But I think, you know, my fellow political scientists would say that legislators, when they're charged with making decisions for their constituents, you know, public opinion is important. Some people would argue maybe they should pay more. Maybe some would argue they should pay less. But they're also thinking about other interests and other concerns. And so my guess is it probably has a lot to do with, you know, who else is speaking to them besides voters. But it also has to do with, like, how much this might matter for voters. So maybe in a lot of these districts, there might be a lot of people who like it, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to vote against their representative because they didn't support it.
Well, in the past, we've often heard if the people want it, if they lead, lawmakers will follow. If they're loud enough, boisterous enough, and willing to perhaps vote against somebody for not voting the way they want them to, then lawmakers, they're into self-survival. They're into that a whole lot. As Mark Shields said, the only way lawmakers leave their entities is if they're taken out by the ballot box or the pine box. So why is there not more action by the populace since this sentiment, 81% for $8.50, and we can't get through the legislature? What is going on?
My guess is just the minimum wage is not at the top of most voters' minds. When we asked, so we actually asked in our first release from this year's survey, we asked people what issues they are most important to them, what issues they want to see the state government act upon this year. And we let them say in their own words, very, very few people said a minimum wage. A larger group of people said something about wages just in general, and that they felt their wages or incomes were too low. But most people were talking about education or transportation infrastructure. So even though a lot of people support this, my guess is most of them aren't, you know, it's not the top of their mind issue when they're looking either to the session or to the elections this fall.
And for those of us who follow politics, I think the odds are against anything happening this year.
That certainly would be the, I think, the most reasonable guess given what we've seen in past years. This is not the first time we've seen this issue raised, and we sort of have played out in the same way the last few times.
877-217-5757. 81% of the state believes that an increase in minimum wage to $8.50 from $7.25 in Louisiana is acceptable and advisable, and 59% say they would be okay with raising it to $15 per hour. And another listener says, how prominent is your poll as far as respondents? You have a pretty big sample size, don't you?
We do. We have about, it shakes out to be about 917 in this year's poll. We generally are shooting for that. Something close to between 850 and 1,000 is what we're going for. It's representative of the state adult population. We collect the data in such a way, it's a scientific probability sample, but we collect the data in such a way that, you know, residents across all parishes have a opportunity to be selected into the sample. We do call both on landlines and cell phones. And then, of course, we do standard weighting techniques to ensure that the sample is representative of the adult population in the state.
Andy in Goodwood. Hi, Andy. You're on Talk Louisiana with Michael Henderson.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to make a comment about the overwhelming majority of folks in polls say that they want things done this way or that. Until we do something about politicians choosing who their voters are and something about the gerrymandering, it's going to stay that way. There has to be some mechanism for us to choose fairer legislative congressional districts. Otherwise, we're just going to stay where we are forever. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Andy and Goodwood. Gerrymandering is usually a term that we hear when we're talking about congressional districts, but the same thing goes on in the state as well. As Steve Carter said the other day, that if we get a St. George, for example, we're going to have some people on one side of the block who are in St. George and the others are not, and that's the way it is with legislative districts. And quite often, unfortunately, it's directed at getting minorities out of a particular district and making a district overwhelmingly a minority, which means it'll be overwhelmingly Democratic, and then making the other district much wider, which increases the chances that it will be conservative. So are we going to move in that direction? I know this is out of your direct area, but it certainly has a factor with the way that quite often the legislative process does not follow public opinion.
That's true. Redistricting can play a role in that, and a significant role at times. I'm with the case of the minimum wage, though, particularly an $8.50 one, I'm not sure that would really supply enough of the answer, just because the majority that supports it is so big that it would be really hard to carve up the districts in such a way that you shove 81% of the population to where they're a minority.
It's not even close. It's just that there isn't the intensity on this issue that there is on abortion and guns and some of these hot button social issues.
Right, and I would say it's a balance of intensity. There's not seem to be a lot of intensity on this issue among most. There certainly are some, but among most voters, however, among interest groups, particularly interest groups who are opposed to this, there is an intensity of contact and communication with legislators. So legislators may not be hearing from 81% of residents telling them support this, but they may be hearing from, you know, folks that they're in touch with that say, you know, this is why I think this is not a good idea.
But quite often we hear people talking about handouts, and we hear a politician saying, I'm for a hand up, not a handout. Well, a hand up would be an increase in the minimum wage when somebody is actually working, trying to make a living, not taking public assistance. And this is a way to improve the situation for people who are at the bottom rung of the ladder on their way up. And in Louisiana, we have not followed what the state of Arkansas has done, a much poorer state, by the way, which has raised its rate to $11 an hour. David in Atlanta. Hi, David. You're on with Michael Henderson.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am sick and tired of hearing mostly conservative Republican legislators say businesses, many businesses can't afford to pay that, and they go out of business. Many businesses can pay more wages, but they take advantage of the minimum wage, low minimum wage, which exploits workers. And if a business is too inefficient to pay somebody something better than what's being paid right now, they should go out of business, take their resources and talents, and apply it somewhere else.
All right. You want to bite on that one, Michael?
Yeah. So one of the things we did in this year's survey, it doesn't quite get at that issue, but it does get at the idea that there are some people who, you know, provide arguments against a minimum wage. And so one of the things we did is we split our sample and tried to introduce this debate into the question to see if people maybe were less supportive if they were, shown some of these counter arguments. And so one of the arguments, it wasn't exactly what the one the caller brought up, but one of the arguments you sometimes hear is people say, well, look, you know, you might like the idea of raising the minimum wage for some low wage workers, but that could have an effect on the prices that you pay and increase the prices you pay as a potential cost to doing this. And so we said to some respondents, like, so here's the debate. Some folks say this. How does that affect your opinion? And we found that it does matter. It does dampen support for a minimum wage some, not a lot. It's about by 9 percentage points in the overall sample. So you still have a large majority supporting it. Where it has the biggest effects is really among Republicans. So Republicans who hear this counter argument, that hear that there's a potential cost to the minimum wage, it drops support among them by about 20 points, which suggests that people aren't necessarily thinking about this when they're thinking about the minimum wage. But if they were, it could shift how they think.
877-217-5757. Michael Henderson has been surveying some other issues as well, and we'll get his take on a gasoline tax, at least what are the people thinking, and is the state in the right direction or the wrong direction? We'll talk about it when we return. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. A bit more time with Michael Henderson, director of the LSU Public Policy Research Lab for the last 5 years, 877-217-5757. Jim on airline. Hi, Jim. You're on Talk Louisiana.
How you doing, gentlemen? First off, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Appomattox Day. 100 years ago today, on the day I was born, the South surrendered. So
I think that was 100 years ago?
Well, 100 years before I was born, so 155 years
okay.
today.
All right, and it's your birthday.
So, yeah, it is. So my comment is that the reason why you will see Republican lawmakers flouting huge public opinion on the minimum wage is the fact that they're counting on that the majority of people who get minimum wage not voting at all.
That's not always the case, but unfortunately, people who at the high ends of the economic ladder also do not vote, otherwise don't vote as much as we should, because people just don't vote in big numbers in our country, and that's a whole different issue. But Michael Henderson, who's with us, he surveys public opinion. Is there apathy out there right now?
Oh, so we didn't ask a lot of questions this year about political engagement, but we asked that fairly often in recent years. And yes, it's like you described. People tend to just not pay as much attention. Turnout in the state has, in our state elections, turnout particularly has come down over the last few decades. People in Louisiana still turn out to vote for president as much as they used to, but they're each year less and less and less in state government elections.
All right, Mark. And Zachary. Hi, Mark. You're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning to you.
Hey, appreciate you having me on. I own a plumbing company. I sound young, but I'm old. I'm 58. I start my plumbers off, my helpers off, somebody that knows nothing, at $12 an hour. To me, and I meet a lot of people on different companies, different things, and I understand not everybody could pay that. But to me, the very minimum, the least we should be paying people are $9 to help us, or $9 an hour.
All right. And Michael, for most people, he's preaching to the choir. But the business lobby, LABI in particular, and NFIB, they are dead set against this minimum wage, and they are a force to be reckoned with at the Capitol. So I don't know that I don't know that your particular case is going to sway anybody, but it's anecdotal information that's not unique to Mark and Zachary. This is the case in most places. Most places don't pay their people at minimum wage, or they wouldn't have many workers willing to do the job. Peter at the Capitol. Hi, Peter. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Thanks for having me on. One of the points when it comes to minimum wage is that we have essentially a ban where the state bans cities and parishes from setting their own minimum wages. So I think we can all agree that cost of living is different in New Iberia than it is in New Orleans, but we're all held to the same standard, which...
All right. Now, there is a move, Peter, as you probably are referencing, we are short on time, to make this a local thing where New Orleans might have a different minimum wage than Baton Rouge or Shreveport or Alexandria, you name the particular location. And Phil in Jefferson. Phil, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Yeah, good morning. You know, basically, our state is being run like a convenience store for Exxon. Basically, our driveway leads to their boardroom.
All right. Well, that's a topic we have discussed. And Exxon, of course, is the biggest taxpayer in East Baton Rouge Parish. But they pack a wallop at the Capitol. And I don't think that's going to change. And, Phil, you, of course, share a sentiment that many others do. But Michael Henderson, in our short time with you, you were getting to the fact that people are not they're not in tune with what's going on as much as they should be. Is this evidence, for example, on the gasoline tax?
So we find that people don't aren't really familiar with how much they're paying in gasoline tax. Most people don't really know, although it splits out in an interesting way where about a third of people underestimate how much they pay, about a third of people overestimate a lot by how much they pay, and a third of people just have no idea at all. So people aren't real familiar with the actual gas tax in the state is. Overall, there's majority support for increasing the gas tax, or at least a small increase. We polled a 5-cent increase, and 67% of participants supported that. We also polled a 20-cent increase, and that does not get majority support. That's just 46%. So people support what we might call a modest increase to the gasoline tax per gallon, but not a large increase, which is interesting because some of the proposals on the table would start small and sort of grow without having to go back up for a vote. These results suggest people might not like where that ends up growing to.
So there's much more support for an increase in minimum wage than there is for a gas tax.
That's true.
Okay. Michael Henderson, it's always good to hear from you. Thank you for coming today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.